Well, look who it
What?
is. It's you.
Who decided? It's me, a surprise.
Wait a minute. It's not Jenny.
It's the other you.
Hey, you guys.
Hello.
Well, you guys, we have a very special surprise for you. It's our other sister, Michelle, filling in for Jenny this week. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Pat. I'm so excited to be here. I have big shoes to fill. I am nervous. Don't worry, guys. Jenny will be back. I'm just a temporary fill-in, the best they could find on short notice.
Now, Jenny, she's very busy with nursing school, so I thought we'd do a little special episode for you guys this week. So, my sister Michelle caught up on 2 seasons of Riverdale.
I crammed him in.
Did her homework now. Yeah, how are you doing? Thanks for being here.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I'm nervous. I'm excited. I'm a long time listener from day one, so it's kind of a dream come true to actually be on the pod. So it's a cool moment. I'm excited to be here. You guys, I'm a huge fan. You and Jenny do such a great job every week. So I hope I can
It's so funny.
do at least live up to a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, we're just gonna go with it, you guys. I'm excited to see how this goes. I'm like, so what do you think? How do you know? What do you think about the events leading up? Are you filled in? How do you? How was it watching this episode?
Yeah, good question. It was a little confusing, but I will give the show credit that I don't think you need to like know a ton of what's gone on in the past to like understand what's happening, you know, who the main enemies are, the main characters, the main plots. They did a pretty good job of kind of setting the stage a little bit. So, yeah, I mean, I was definitely confused. Like, I don't know why Jughead is so mad and obsessed with Hiram Lodge. He's hell-bent on taking him down. I'm like, why is he mad at him? Like, what's going on? So that was a little confusing. And there was a couple of scenes where I didn't know if it had been talked about in the past. Like, we'll get to it, I'm sure. But I was like, oh, was this set up in a previous episode? And I just missed it. But I will say overall, I think I pretty much understood what was happening. And listening to past episodes, I think I had a pretty good idea of what was happening, but we'll see. I might be totally wrong. Based my what I think is happening could be totally off of the reality based on if
Well, to be fair,
I actually watched the episodes.
I don't think anybody knows why Jughead's so mad at Hiram Lodge.
Okay. I'm not alone there. I was like, wow, he's just really, really gunning for Hiram. Why?
Like,
Who? What?
yeah, pays for the rent. Jenny and I talk about this every week. It's like, well, he paid for the rent, and they get to stay there rent free, and they're like years behind. It's like, gotta bring him down for some reason.
Gotta write these articles, and the whole the his mechanism is the newspaper. I was like, okay, how influential is this high school newspaper?
I know.
Really gonna bring down a crime boss?
Ugh. Yeah, no, it's too funny. But yeah, glad you're
Yeah,
here. Yeah, I'm not
me
sure what
too.
we can. Yeah, I don't know if we just want to jump into it. We don't have to go through the whole our.
Yeah,
I
we
don't see if
can
anything you want to cover,
the only.
Mr. Beast.
Oh, I'm not caught up on the latest. I was like, oh, what's something topical I could bring up? I think the big thing happening right now is the eclipse. Are you gonna watch it or try and see what you can from where we're at?
I don't think so. I don't think it's going to be that much.
It's only 35% like where we are. We're not in the path of totality. And I
Yeah.
haven't seen glasses on sale anywhere. So
We've been getting calls at the
yeah.
store and people are like, do you have them? Do you have them? And I'm like, no. Yeah.
Well, I didn't. I had heard someone mention it months ago, like, oh, so and so is going to be somewhere where they can see the eclipse. And I didn't register. And then this weekend, it's like all the cable news channels, we're going to have full day coverage. Millions of people are traveling. So I really missed the boat. I didn't realize it was like, oh, this is like a big deal.
One of my friends who's
So.
traveling to Texas to see it, and he's like, you know, we made plans like the last eclipse, like we're gonna see it. We bought our tickets so far in advance. We had like this whole plan. And then apparently their flight got rerouted directly from Texas up to Seattle, and there it turned into like a 9-hour trip. And they're just
Oh
like,
my gosh.
oh my. They are, but
Are they still going?
it's just like, instead of like a 3-hour flight, now it's like 9 hours, and just like their car got screwed up and their Airbnb and like, they're gonna be in the wrong town. Like
Yeah.
their friend invited them, like they're like in Austin, but they're in Houston, and they're like, we're gonna miss the whole eclipse party. And it's just like, ah.
Wow. Yeah, that's a shame. That's too bad. Yeah, I feel like if people went to the last eclipse, they were in the know and they planned ahead, because I think that one was in 2017. So they had a heads up. But anyone like me who missed it is like, oh, there's another eclipse. What's happening? So, but I hope that they make it. That's really at least get to see it.
What's
It
everyone
should be
saying? There's like
cool, but
a doomsday, like there's the earthquake in Taiwan and like the East Coast. Have you seen all this?
I haven't seen that it's been a doomsday, but I have been, just in the past like week or so, there's been, some big natural events. So yeah, maybe the universe is, something's going on there with the eclipse happening too.
I've seen these people because they're like, oh, because the shadow moves west to east, even though the sun. Have you seen this? So they're saying that, the sun moves east to west, but the shadow is moving west to east. And like, I don't know if it's like flat earthers or people, but like, that doesn't make any sense. Why is the shadow moving in the opposite direction? And people are like, well, the shadow is directly opposite of where something is. Like,
Yeah,
but they're just coming up
there's
with like,
actually a science.
yeah, there's the government or spaceships or like, flat earthers or whatever. And just like, oh my God, people, please figure this out.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this is a prime time for all of that to, looking for anything. And I kept thinking too of the yesterday, the Leonard Nimoy, like the cosmic dance continues from The Simpsons. Simpsons reference.
You know our famous story. Me and
Barney.
Jenny, I think there was an eclipse coming, and we were racing to make one of those cardboard cereal boxes, and it was just like the dumbest thing. Like it just didn't work. I'm like, this piece of shit. Just threw it on the ground. I was like, this is oh my, just couldn't figure it
I
out.
would have paid money. Yeah, I would have paid money to see this happen. I just The image I have in my mind is so funny. You're just throwing it on the ground like, ah, it's a piece of crap.
Can you see anything? Like looking at the shadows, we're like, ah, God damn it.
I don't even understand how those work, because it's like, because it's the shadow being projected in the box, so you're not really looking at it. I think you're just seeing the shadow move across. So it just
Yeah.
seems like too much work and too much effort.
Yeah, like I said,
The
it's like
last
third.
eclipse. Okay.
Oh, like I said, it's 30%. I'm like, who cares?
Yeah, it'll get like a little dark, but yeah, it won't be that big of a deal. Well, the last eclipse, we went out and we were wearing welding masks, but they weren't the high enough whatever protection, so we're just standing out there like wearing welding masks. Then we didn't even see, I don't remember seeing really anything. Like I couldn't, make out a shadow on the sun or anything like that. So probably just not go out of my way to see it or anything, or make a cereal box viewer.
I was in Oregon like
But yeah.
6 months ago, and there was some kind of eclipse, and people were freaking out. Like, we went to like multiple 7-Elevens looking for the glasses, and of course, it was just like overcast in the morning. So that's kind of what like
Right.
I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna make all these plans, like kind of the same thing, like travel somewhere and get there, and it's like, well, the clouds are in the way, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Just, yeah, it's better not to try. Just not get your hopes up, but for hopefully for anyone who goes to see it, it's cool. But yeah, we'll just watch from home.
Definitely. Yeah. And we'll see if
Cool.
it's the end of the world.
We will. This might be the last Rose Squad Does episode.
Yeah. Well, should we get into
Let's do it.
it? All right, we gotta do
Do do
our
do 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 do.
intro.
Bro, do. Rose Squad. Oh
We have the arms. Nobody can see the arms.
Oh, okay, let's try it again. All right. Do
Three.
do 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 do. Okay. Yeah,
We're
count us in.
perfect.
Count us in. Count us in.
All right.
Do
Three, two, one. Do 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 do
do do do do
do
do do
do do
do
do do
do do do.
do do. Roast squad.
Roast Squad.
Assemble.
Does
Was
assemble.
Riverdale.
Does Riverdale. Nailed
Season
it.
two, episode 15, episode 28. There will be blood. The Michelle edition.
Ooh.
All right.
Michelle's version.
So this week on Riverdale, as the clock ticks down, the fate of Riverdale will be decided. Who will lead them? Will the forces of evil or justice prevail?
Ooh. Goosebumps.
I'm like, you got to keep it short and sweet. This is too much in this one.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot happening. Great, great summary.
All right. So we start off with the Jughead voiceover. I was running out of time, and maybe so was Riverdale. Hiram Lodge has been making moves, big moves, and is running out of time. Even though he has no proof, like he has no, it's like I got no proof on this. I'm like, what have you been doing with your time, Jughead?
Right. Well, he does have a big conspiracy wall set up with pictures and strings and lines and notes, and it does remind me of Charlie from Always Sunny, that like famous gif, you know, like
Yeah.
he's just
And I had to like zoom in on this like murder board, and I love it. There's like a Polaroid. Did you look at any of these stuff? Notice anything? But
I didn't know.
there's like, it's just like the side of a
Well,
cop
yeah.
car, like a cop car door with nothing. It's like not even a full cop car. It's just a door. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
Or
just
just
very generic, like police image.
like the sign of Pop's Diner, like a, just a large Riverdale sign. I'm like, this is really nothing to it. And there's like a post-it note that just says,
Right.
Hermione, Hiram, Andre, Veronica. It's like a post-it. Can't remember that.
Gotta jot it down.
So Jughead's like, even though I don't know what his plan is, it felt so close to fruition. So FP comes home from a long day of work and he's like, oh man, what the hell did you do to my wall? Like, what's going
Yeah.
on in here?
He's like, oh boy, this is a lot. This is too much.
And remember, he's working at Pops, so he's got like a long day. He's like, look, can you just forget about this? He saved us. He saved the park. Let's just get drunk and not worry about any of this.
Right.
And Jack's like, well, he almost made us lose the trailer park. And like, you know, he bought the register. He's trying to dissent voices. He's afraid of exposure. And then like, I don't know. That's pretty much it. He's
Yeah, the only thing he says, like FP's like, give it a rest. And Juggy's, yeah, he goes, he lists his things, and then he says, I'm gonna write this article. And Jeff, and that catches FP's attention for some reason. He like sits down, he's like, oh, you're gonna write an article. So, like we were saying, this influential blue and gold or whatever it's called,
Yeah.
Riverdale article is gonna bring down the crime boss.
And like before, like in the other episode, he like turned again, he turned down this deal. He's like, look, I'll forgive all your debts, all this stuff. Just like stop writing articles. He's like, forget that. And it's like, that's like
Yeah.
tens of thousands of dollars, if not more, like just for an
Right.
article. So, well, anyway,
Juggies.
back at the Pembroke, we see that Andrews and the Lodges are having dinner. So they're recounting like tales of their youth, breaking in a swimming pool, stealing cars, all the fun stuff. And like Hermione and Hiram are like, they give each other a look. So they've got some plan. So they say Fred, they're like to Fred, they're like, hey, we got a 30-year-old bottle of rum in the study. Do you want to go have a little drinky poo? And they're like, Fred, where'd you go? It's like, I'm in the study. Hurry up.
You had me at 30-year-old. I knew where this was going.
It's like the Simpsons where Homer just
I
turns
already
into
got
like
the glasses out.
a dust. Fred?
Right. All right, I'm pouring them out. Do you want a double or a single?
Well, so back at school, we see like Kev and Betty, and he's complaining. He's like, they're conspiring about something, and he's like, look, I can't keep doing this. This is so weird. He's your brother. So it's like Betty and Kevin are catfishing Chick, basically. So rumor Chick is like a video of Juggalo. So they're using Kevin as bait to go on camera and kind of like get information from him. And Betty's like, look, I can't question him. Every time I talk to him, he curls up in a ball crying for mommy. So we see like Betty's behind the computer directing Kevin on what to do and what to say. And he's like, hey, this is our third time chatting. Like, maybe we could get a little more personal. It's like, what do you want to know, cowboy? I think, and so we just cut away from that. And in Veronica's room, she's filling Archie in while the parents are getting drunk. And she's like, look, what do you think they're talking about in there? And Veronica says, like, look, since there was a vacancy in the mayor's office, we decided we might want to find a new one. And we think your dad is an ideal candidate. And Archie's like really confused by this. He's like, well, does that mean he has to quit my job as daddy to be mayor?
You can only have one job.
I don't want to lose my daddy. If he becomes the mayor, then.
He will not be my daddy anymore.
Like, Archie's like, what? Like, okay. And Veronica's like, look, this is business and politics. They go hand in hand, baby. And Archie's like, he looks very concerned. So Do you have anything?
No, he's
Yeah.
just, I just laughing at him being concerned.
Yeah, he's concerned. So,
He's always concerned.
yeah, or hungry. So, on the way home, he's like talking to his dad. He's like, "Are you seriously considering this?" And he's like, "Well, I always had the dream of being a mayor when I was a little boy." And he's like, "Look, I know Riverdale is this like shitty little town, but like maybe we can get it up on an upswing." And Archie's like, "Yeah, but Hiram, like I don't know, I'm not too sure about that guy." And he's like, "Yeah,
And Archie would know.
he would know." He's like, "Yeah, he spends a lot of money in the town. He brings business here, and like maybe." He obviously like Fred's not an idiot. He's like, look, he wants a friend in the mayor's office. Like he offered to make a huge donation to my campaign. But like if I'm gonna be mayor, it's gonna be for me, it's gonna be for you, for the town, not the corporations, like for the people. So Fred's like not he's not stupid. Give him some credit, Archie.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I'm like, and I'm thinking like the lodges are really betting on the wrong horse because Fred's like this noble, pure, like straight guy,
He's not gonna bend to their will and do illegal under the table stuff. So yeah, it's a little, maybe they see it an opportunity that he wants to run for mayor and he needs help, but at the same time, he's not gonna be their guy. He's not gonna be their man on the inside,
Yeah,
cutting
exactly.
deals and back channeling. He really actually like legitimately wants to do a good job and put Riverdale on the right path, which is not what the lodges are just looking up for themselves. So yeah,
Exactly.
it's tricky business.
Well, later we go to like Thistle House, the Blossom residence, and Cheryl finds her mother and this man, Mr. Lazenby, their estate attorney. So it turns out their father had the super secret will. They're like, well, he died months ago. And they're like, yeah, but it had to be like after all his drug business was settled with the police, like blah, blah, blah. So after now all that's done. And like, of course, this is Riverdale, so it needs to be a public will reading. Like the whole town is going to be gathered for this. They don't do things quietly.
Your business is everyone else's business.
So we get to the Coopers and we see Hal sitting with Betty and Alice, and he's asking her for a divorce, basically. He's like, look. He's in selling. He's like, look, I treated you like a goddess for years. I worshipped your feet. And the first chance you get, you side with a stranger chick, like their new discovered son. There's a conflict there. And Betty's like, oh, I'm fully on board with you, Dad. If it's you or chick, let's get him the hell out of her house. Like, let's go. Let's go. Bake him away, toys.
I was like, why is Betty here for this conversation? It's literally Hal sitting across the table from Alice, and then Betty sitting next to Alice. I was like, this seems like a conversation for Hal and Alice to be having about their divorce, but Betty's
Yeah.
just sitting there too, just listening in.
But Betty's like, she's come over to her dad's side, but and Alice is like fully like loves chick and everything. But Alice is like, well, you sold the newspaper to Hiram. Like, I should be the one mad with you. And Hal's like, look, we got a fair price for it. I'll give you half if you grant me a divorce like immediately. Like right now, we're just done with it. Well, cut over to the lodges and they're discussing Fred, and they're like, well, I'm not sure if he's fully on board with our evil plan. They're like, so Veronica, maybe you could do a little sultry dance for them to, convince them to join us. And Veronica's like, okay. Like, well, they're like, look, you influence Archie and Archie influences Fred. So when we announce our super evil plan, it'll sound better coming out of his mouth.
They have a
Well,
folder that just says super evil plan for Riverdale. Top secret.
top secret evil.
They're not top secret evil plan. Only
Fred.
for lodges.
Well, so Veronica agrees to go along with this. Well, we come back to school and Archie is talking to Jughead and he's like, hey, are you still going after Hiram? He's like, well, it depends who's asking. Whose side are you on, Archie? Because remember, Archie's like his little butt boy. Now he's working for them, and it's just back and forth. But he's like, look, I don't want my dad to get even deeper with the lodges. Like, I can't really say anything about it. Or I won't get to kiss the pretty girl anymore. But maybe if I give you some evidence, you could write something in your little paper, and that might sway my dad in the other direction.
He wants his dad to know what he's getting in bed with, basically. He thinks his dad doesn't fully know what the lodges are up to, so he wants to use the newspaper to expose them so he can see and then decide not to run. Well, I'm not clear actually if he doesn't want his dad to run for mayor or he just doesn't want him to run for the lodges, but either way, he just wants to let Fred, see the truth, like
Yeah.
who the lodges really are.
Exactly. And I'm like, oh, I'm sure Fred's an avid reader of the high school newspaper. And
Right.
I'm like, I love how Archie wouldn't bet his horse on the FBI, but like, do the FBI come to him and all that? But Jughead's gonna be the one to save the day. Like,
Jughead's the one. He's our man.
so Archie tells him, he fills him in, he's like, look, okay, here's some secret information that nobody knows. Hiram, when he said he donated to Pop's Diner, he actually bought Pop's. And Jug is like, it blows his mind. But again, it's like the Charlie meme. He's like, oh my God, like, I figured it out.
Right.
If you're saying what's that, if you're saying this is true, we're all in grave danger.
Yeah, he
Like, that's
makes it seem like they're all
a little bit dramatic.
right. He's like, we're all doomed. It's like, okay, he just bought some property. I mean,
He's
all
like, he's a
right. Yeah, that
Dracula.
blows.
He's like, he's a Dracula, eating property or sucking blood or something. It's
Yeah, sucking blood from this town. Well, that, yeah, the Pops thing blows the lid off of the case for Jughead, apparently. He's like, oh, and he pulls out a map of Riverdale and sees. Sorry if I'm stepping over you, but he
no.
said, he's like, here, he's buying all these properties all over Stodale and over the Stodale project, and it all makes sense. Like or what do they call it? Pop's Chocolate Shop is right in the heart of it. So it's the one piece of information he was missing
Yeah.
to put the case all together.
Exactly. So yeah, kind of agree saying. So he meets later, like the next scene, he's meeting with the Coopers and he's looking at a map and he's like, look, I figured out his whole plan. He devalues property, buys it for cheap. But I'm like, that seems like a pretty standard practice, but okay. But like this Pop bombshell changes everything because, all these properties are on the south side and nobody really gives a damn about that. Like, they're like, who cares? Whatever. It's just like the poor side of the track, the wrong side of the tracks. Like, and I'm like, it seems, but Pops, I guess, is like the heart of Riverdale. It's the most important piece of Riverdale. I'm like, is it in the center? Like, it seems like Riverdale is kind of like a one downtown road, like a one lane road with neighborhoods, but somehow Pops is like the heart of Riverdale for some reason. But anyway, the next scene we cut, we see like Archie talking to Veronica, and she's like, hey, so I'm thinking more about the mayor thing. So it looks like we need signatures. They're like talking on the phone, and we need 1,200 signatures. So maybe we could go around and do it together. And Archie's like, I need to do some homework. Gotta go. And I'm like, that's a really bad excuse coming from Archie.
The very out of character.
Veronica's, yeah, she's like, no, something's wrong. It's like, homework? That's weird.
At least go play football or
Yeah.
punch a punching bag. Something more Archie
Yeah, like on
or
Veronica's
Archie's
side of the
line.
phone, she's like, Veronica's side of the phone, she's like, her parents are kind of like, it seems like they're like looming over her, like forcing her to make the call. And she's like, oh, okay, that didn't go the way we wanted it to. Well, anyway, later in the day, back at the Coopers, we're greeted by Polly. So I'm like, Michelle, do you have any idea what's going on with Polly?
I was so confused. So confused. I know she was pregnant with Jason's twins, and then I didn't realize she left and then magically appeared with the twins. Is this the first time Alice is meeting? I was so confused. Yes, I was extremely confused about where Polly was, why she appeared, what was happening.
Right. So yeah, just to fill everybody in, and it's so Polly, she was put into like a nunnery because she was pregnant with her cousin's twins, and then she got out and was living with them. But then the Black Hood came, so she was like, okay, look, he's murdering sinners, and there's nothing worse than having your cousin's babies. So like, I'm getting out of here, and I'm running away to the farm to be safe. And so that's where Polly's been this whole time.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. I remember that now. Yeah, thank
Right.
you.
And then
Good detail.
presumably the blackhead is dead at this point, so.
Right, it's safe to come back. Yeah. Oh, and she says when she greets what's her name? Betty. Who's that? Too many characters. When she greets Betty, she's like, "Oh, and I'm surprised to meet our brother." Like she had no idea about Chick, so
Right. And
that's a
then,
revelation for her.
yeah, so when Betty comes home, like she sees Chick and her mother holding a baby, and she's like, again, she's pretty concerned just seeing Chick holding the baby. She was a little worried about that. And so they're like, hey, would you wanna hold one of the babies? And like Alice offers the baby, but she takes the baby from Chick. She's like, okay, I don't want him holding the kids. So that's kind of that. It's just very weird scene. Oh, and
Yeah,
then
it's just to kind of introduce Polly and yeah.
exactly. And Polly's like, oh, she asks, like, hey, where's dad? She's really out of the loop here. And she's like, is he gonna be at the will reading? And they're all kind of confused about that. Well,
Yeah, I don't think Alice even knows about it, right?
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So more on that later.
Good tease.
Well, back at the Blossom, Cheryl, of course, is she's not going to go to a will reading without looking a little slutty. She's a girl after my own heart.
She knows how to grab attention. She knows what the moment calls for.
So, like her
Little
into
leg, little
little lacy top. So her and Tony are trying on dresses when Mrs. Blossom bursts in and she's like, "What the hell is going on in here? What are you doing?" And she's like, "Oh, you know, talking about the fun stuff, like what a botch you are, how much we hate you."
Yeah, she's definitely concerned about Cheryl and Tony being alone in the room together, trying on dresses. But meanwhile, she's a brothel madam, so I don't know where her morals lie or her skewed sense of morality.
Right. And I think we learned in the last episode that we learned that Cheryl's a lesbian in the last episode. And, you know, her mother like
Oh,
caught her in bed with, you know, like she was like
okay.
a middle school with like a girl. So like her mother's like
Oh.
very, so it's kind of like that's the undertones here. It's like, what are you doing here and alone in a room with a girl? So,
Oh, okay. I missed that piece
yeah.
of context, but
And she,
yeah, this was like the birth of Choni, the Cheryl and Tony.
right. Yeah. Tony's the one she opened up to. So Tony knows the whole story.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. And she's like, you know, what's that girl doing here? And she's like, look, Tony's going to be my support at the will reading. And she's like, you know, like we need to be united against the scavengers, make a united front, basically. So anyway, back at the Andrews house, Fred is like, hey, Archie, check this out. So he's showing him, like, I guess Fred went to college for like urban design. So he's got this like printout of like, a futuristic city, basically. It's like Riverdale 2020. So we see like a monorail or bullet train. You know, the buildings look like flying saucers. Like this whole totally insane. I love when people are like, this is the future. And it's like, we're way past
Right.
2020 at this point.
Hoverboards and robots doing all of our work for us. Yeah, it's all this
Yeah. I love like the idea of like a monorail in the
unrealistic thing.
small town, too. It's
Right.
like Riverdale
Fred had big dreams, though.
can't have more than like 5,000 people.
Right. It's a city on the move.
Well, Veronica just kind of lets herself into the house and she's like, hey everybody, like what's going on?
It's me, Veronica. Aren't you happy to see me?
So she's like, hey, like, so I know you haven't made your decision, Fred, but I just wanted to come up with a few campaign logos and slogans. So she's really pushing this old mayor thing. Fred's, I don't know if he's just like placating her because they're looking at designs and he's like, oh yeah, I really like that one. And it's like a standard red and blue button, like just
Yeah.
split down
Vote
the
for
middle.
Fred, vote Fred Andrews. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like there's all these fancy designs. He's like, I don't know, that one looks good. Vote
Right.
Fred. And she's like, you know, she's like, great, we'll get these all printed up, we'll get them made. And Archie, again, he looks upset or hungry, who can tell? But he pulls
Probably
Ron
both.
he pulls Ronnie aside and he's like, look, why are you pressuring him? What's going on? She's like, I just think he'll be a really good mayor. And Archie's like, look, it's not cool. Like, I don't know. I feel like you're pushing me, controlling me, like our dog on a leash. Like my dad, I don't want my dad to be under your family's control, basically. Oh yeah. He's like, I don't want what happened to the old mayor ha to happen to my dad. Like, you know, Mayor McCall, remember, they were gonna expose her affair and push her out of office. So he doesn't want that to happen.
Right.
And
Yeah, just
Veronica.
being a good son.
Yeah, and Veronica's like, look, my family had nothing to do with that, I promise, which is a lie. Like the lodges totally had everything to do with that. Liar.
I didn't know that. So she was just straight up lying.
I think the parents were gonna expose her because like the mayor is not under control, but then Veronica secretly told her that they were gonna ruin her life. So she ended up just leaving.
Got it. Okay.
But anyway, yeah. This is all a lie, but Archie's like, look, you got to ease off again. He's like, he's setting some boundaries, which is good for Archie. You know, he's like, I kind of see what's going on here. I think you're using your good looks against me and our relationship. So if Veronica understands, actually, which is nice.
Yeah. Don't get my dad involved. I'll do what you're bidding, but I want my dad to be, he's untouchable. Leave him alone.
So now it's time for the will reading. So the Blossoms are all, like everyone's gathered basically. And like, you know, they're just reading it. It's like, okay, Clifford left Thistle House, which is like their second house, to the grandmother. To Penelope, he leaves Thornhill, which Cheryl burned to the ground. And she's like, the charred husk of an empty house. That sounds about right, mother.
Ooh. Ooh, got her.
And he's like, look, for everyone else who's invited, basically the rent, like half of his money, is going to be distributed to anybody in the town who can prove through medical blood tests that they have Blossom blood. And I'm like, Alice, like a goddamn queen, just bursts in, like, I knew it. I knew it. Something was up. Like, she was must have been waiting for the by the door for this to happen. Making a scene.
Yep, she's yep, crashes that party.
And like, she's like, what the hell? Like, they're like, what the hell is going on here? And she's like, I'm here to publicly accuse Hal of wanting a divorce to cheat me out of my payday. So this is all,
Ooh.
yeah. Oof, she knows what his game is.
She says something like, I don't even know what the context of it. She's like, this inbred party. That's right. I said inbred. Like,
Yeah.
she calls out the blossoms. I think she's telling Penelope to sit down or something, and because Penelope is standing up to her, and
Yeah.
yeah,
Oh.
she just comes in,
Yeah,
comes in hard, comes
Penelope's like, will you please sit down? Like, this is a will reading. And she's
right.
like, I don't give a damn what you think, you half-melted 10-cent trollop. I'm like, ooh, good. Do not mess with Alice.
No, got her.
Well, so we cut away to Pop's diner. So Jug's talking to Pop Tate, and he's like, so I want to ask you about Hiram's, like, did he secretly purchase the diner? And so Pop tells him the story. He's like, okay, you got me. Like, my family has owned this diner for over 80 years. And I told my mother, like, she gave me the keys and she promised, no matter what, to always keep the family and the Pops, like, and our family, basically. Which I'm like, that's kind of a shitty thing to force on somebody. Like, what if he doesn't want to do it anymore? Like, goes into severe debt, which basically what happened to him. But Pop's like, look, it would break her heart if she found out that I sold the diner. Like, just basically wait till she's not with us anymore. And so Jug's like, okay, like that would be screwed up if I revealed all that. So he agrees not to publish this in the article. So he can't use this against Hiram. It's basically the point. And we're back from our smoke break. Just kidding.
It's in my contract.
Shul's like pointing on their watch, like tick, tick, tick.
I got like a 30-40 minute tops time limit before I got to get my next smoke in, so
Like
we're on
throbbing
the
it.
clock, baby.
Okay, so let's get to it. So we cut back, and now it's like the second half of the. We're going back to the will reading. I guess there's more. So the second half, we learn the second half of the fortune is going to go to Cheryl and Jason, who is no longer with us. So it's just going to be Cheryl, and Cheryl just completely unprompted takes the podium, like.
I love this. But she walks up and the guy's like, oh, okay. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, this is
He's
Cheryl.
very thrown off.
She's like, I'm making a speech because I am the one true heir. Like, the one true heir has a few words to say. And so she goes like, look, I'm sick of all this. I'm done. Like, no more blood will ever be spilt over these damn maple trees. Like, the family feud. Like, no more blood. But Cheryl's speech is interrupted by her father, Clifford Blossom, back from the dead for revenge.
And cold blood.
And Cheryl at the sight of this falls to the ground, just passes out. And we cut to like her, so she's being woken up by like smelling salts or something. And I love this because I was watching this in slow-mo, and like her reaction, the best acting I've seen, it's like, oh God, the smell. Just
Smell,
she
channel,
ugh.
smelling the worst.
And she's like, oh, mommy, I had the worst nightmare, but it was no nightmare. The man who resembles her father is her uncle Claudius, his twin brother, which is the same actor, you guys, which is, I love when they do this. And like, I don't care. It's so funny.
Right. Yeah. He just says like his hair is like not dyed. That's the only difference. It's
Exactly.
literally the same person, except instead of having red hair, he just has like gray hair.
And so, like,
I'm a
Uncle.
new character. Hey,
So.
it's me, Uncle Claudius, that you've never heard of before.
So Uncle Claudius tells like this really boring story. He's like, well, you're my brother and I, we were a modern day Romulus and Remus. He was being prepped to take over the family business, but like one day we were at the river and his brother pulled a rifle on him and he said, like, look, there's a blossom curse. So I guess the blossoms always have a lot of twins, and one of them always meets a violent end, usually at the hands of another.
Oh, and there
And
were only
so,
14, I think, when this was happening. So it's
right.
very young, very young
And
traumatic
so,
event.
yeah. So he doesn't shoot him, but he's like, Uncle Claudius is like, that night I ran away from home. I joined the Marines, the Merchant Marines, and sailed around the seas. hoping to outrun the Blossom Curse. And well, anyway, I love this because we cut to the Coopers and they're just getting straight to the point. Like, no wasted time. They're like, okay, look, we need to get our blood test scheduled for like this afternoon. We need to figure out how we're going to spend this money. What are we going to do?
We're on the clock, people.
Let's get that dance. Let's get our payday.
Yep.
And then, like, Polly's like, look, this is going to be so great because with me, Betty, the twins, and Chick, we're going to get so much money. Maybe we can start our own version of the farm. And Chick's like, I'm not doing any blood test. I don't even know who these people are. And they're like, look, we're all blossoms. And Alice is like, well, I'm not a blossom. And this made me think of that Simpsons where like they get the DNA tested, and Marge is like, any of us could be a suspect. And they're like, not you, Marge. She's like, no, I took your father's name and everything. She doesn't know how it works.
Oh, that's right. Right, that's right. They're trying to convince her. She's like, no, I took his name. Yeah, so
Marge. But
good.
like, Chick's like, I'm not doing any blood tests. Like, again, he's like, I don't want blood money. I hate needles. And the mom's like, look, leave your brother alone. Just back off. But they're like, Polly and Betty are like, that's pretty weird. Like, it's a lot of money.
Yeah. A lot of money, Jake.
Well, back at the lodges, Veronica goes to her mom and she's like, look, I'm all for doing all this evil family bidding, like all this stuff, but like, I want Archie to be kind of off limits. Like, I'm afraid I'm losing him. And I don't want to feel like I'm controlling him and manipulating him. And mom's like, well, like, oh, honey, you're so stupid. Like, the women in our family always walk a razor's edge. Like, the men are the gangsters and the women are the brains. We pull the strings, basically. And Veronica's
Right.
like, again, she's like, I don't want to lose Archie and all that. So the mom's like, okay, I'll back off. So back at Betty,
Yeah.
yeah. So we go back to Betty and Kevin, and they're doing a follow-up on the webcamming session. Kev's like, again, he doesn't want to do this, but Betty's like, look, we need to figure out why he doesn't want to do this blood test. Like, again, so like, let's use that as our angle this time. So Kevin's like talking to him. He's like, where you been? I haven't seen you in a while. And Kevin's like, look, I got tested for the first time. Yeah, I was kind of scared. And Chick's like, good job, cowboy. First test is always the scariest one. So they ask him, like, have you ever been tested for STDs? And Chick's like, yeah, I used to go once a week and ran with a tough crowd. And so Betty's behind the computer trying to instruct. She's like trying to get more information. And Kevin is not playing coy at all. He's like, what? What should I say? What do you want me to do?
Yeah, he keeps looking. He keeps like his eyes keep flickering up like past the video screen.
It's
'Cause
like,
Betty's
Betty.
just like she I think I thought she had like a piece of paper with markers that she was writing questions on. Like I thought I saw that, but she's just like hand gesturing and like mouthing words like again, again. And it's like I'm really bad at reading people's lips, like I can't really make out what she's saying. And he's like, what? Like, what do you want? What? I'll
Kev's
let
like,
you take it from there. But
yeah,
yeah, it's
exactly.
very
Kev's
like not smooth.
like, what the hell am I supposed to do? And Chick's like, are you talking to somebody
Yeah.
else? Like, it's like not, it's the most obvious thing. He's like, eyes are flashing up every 2 seconds. And so Kev like
Yes. Yeah.
loses his nerve. He shuts the computer and he's like, look, I'm done. Like, your brother actually seems like a nice guy. And I'm like, sometimes I'm like, Chick, he seems like he's genuinely nice. Like, I don't know.
Right.
Like, I think it's this,
Yeah,
or
it's
I think it comes out later, but they're like, don't touch the babies, like, get away from the babies. And it's like, I
right.
was just taking them
Right.
for a walk, like, I was just holding them. Like, why are you acting like such a B word?
Right. What was there something that happened that because wasn't weren't they all kind of like one big happy family? Or was has Betty always been suspicious of Chick? Or was there some event that happened? Because she's very anti-Chick in this episode.
I don't know. I think she just got kind of annoyed with him, like,
She just got over it. She's like this guy,
This is
because
like web.
he just kind of become the he does become the favorite child, like of like Alice is just like gives him his own room and like is all of her attention to him to kind of make up for lost time, it
You know
seems
what it
like. But
was? You know what it was? It was when they killed that
what
guy.
was it? Oh, that's
That is like
oh my gosh, oh
they had to hide his.
that little event.
When they had to hide the body and dispose of it and worry about it. And then a man came to their house looking for him.
Oh, wow.
I guess,
Wow. Something like that would kind of change your perception of a person, I guess.
yeah, that, yeah.
Me, what happened then? Why is she so mad at Chick? Oh, yeah, that whole event.
Remember,
I'm
there's like,
sure her and Alice were driving around. Like they had to go back to get the cell phone. Oh, yeah. Now I remember. It's all coming back to
Betty
me.
went. Pretty,
Pretty
oh.
big event, pretty big plot point. Yeah, but he loses his nerve, right? So, Betty. Is this when she goes snooping?
No, not
Is that
yet.
a little later? Okay.
episode just got lost.
This is a little, there's a lot happening in this episode. I was
Yeah.
saying this to you, like I had like literally whiplash. Like it just cuts from like scene to scene of like big event to big event, like big reveal. There was a lot. I don't know if every episode is like this from like a watching standpoint, but there was so much happening. I was trying
Yeah.
to take notes, but I like couldn't keep up because there's just jumping so, you know, to some like next big thing so
No, I
much
was watching it on
or
like
so quick.
0.75 speed, and I'm like, are they talking at like full speed? Like, it's even at
Yeah.
0.75, it's still fast. So
Yeah. Cramming a lot in there.
we cut back to, Archie meets with Jug, and he's like, hey, baby, like, how did it go with Pops?
Baby. Yeah.
Hey, baby, I miss you. He kisses him, but in the
The
cheek.
true romance of the
And like, Jug just fills him in. He's like, okay, look, I can't go with the Pops angle. Like, that's a dead end because of him. And, he's like, I feel like I chased everything, like running out of time. Like, my dad's going to make a decision pretty soon. We have to stop him. And Archie's like, oh, I got an idea. We should talk to the Mayor McCoy. Wouldn't talk to him. Still, like, let's talk to the other McCoy, Josie. And so Archie like meets with her, and he's like, look, my dad's like just seconds away from running for mayor, and I don't want him to go through the same thing your mom went through. And Josie's like pretty terrified. She's like, look, my mom barely made it out alive. I'm like, I don't think it was really that big a deal. Like, I guess, like, whatever. She would step down from marriage. It's whatever. But Archie's like, okay, maybe your mom could talk to my dad instead of like speaking badly about the lodges. She could just talk about how, like, what a shitty job being a mayor is.
Thankless, long hours, low pay.
Yeah. And like,
Everyone hates you, blames you for all the problems.
exactly. So we cut to them all sitting together, and the mayor's like, look, yeah, again, it's not all ribbon cutting and potholes. It's picking up trash and like community day. And, people just get really, everyone hates you, like death threats. And
Right.
she's like, you're not going to
Your
be able to,
friends don't turn their backs on you.
exactly. And like, you're not going to be able to run your own business and be the mayor, and you're going to be barely making any money. But like, Fred doesn't seem like dissuaded from this. He's like, oh, I got a good crew. I trust my people. So it's not really working. But, she's trying. And then, like, back to the Coopers, more on the chick stuff. We see, like, oh, Chick comes down and they're all playing with the babies. And he's like, mommy, I need a ride to work. And she's like, just buzz off, take the bus. So Chick's like pissed off that he's losing the attention of his mother. And,
Yes.
well, anyway, back at the lodges, like, Hiram gets a surprise visitor that night. It's Pop Tate. Who tells him about, he tells him like Jughead's been around, he's been asking questions about the ownership. And I love, Hiram's like, that damn Jughead Jones! Like, so pissed.
Ah!
God, Jughead
What a,
Jones!
it's like Superman, Lex Luthor.
Sherlock Holmes
Made
and Moriarty.
right, exactly.
And so Hiram's like, Hiram figures, he's like, look, only a few people knew about it, basically us and Archie. So that means somebody in the inner circle must be feeding him information. And so Hiram's like, it must be Archie. It's got to be him. But I think Veronica, like, she realizes what this means. Like, they're basically gonna, like, they'll kill Archie or like F him up or something. And then Veronica takes the blame. She's like, look, okay, it was me. She knows Archie did it, but she takes the blame for it. She goes like, look, when we were at Shadow Lake, we got Jughead was grilling her, like he was Draculizing the town or something. So she threw him this bit of
Really likes
information.
his Dracula metaphor.
I love this because I think Archie brings it up later, but I think Jughead says it first, so he stole it from Archie. Or Archie must have heard it. He's like,
The
you're like
writer,
you're a
like a
Dracula.
vampire.
But yeah,
Sounds
Veronica's
like
like,
a
look.
bat.
I told him about Pops just to throw him off the scent, just like a little bit of information. Hiram's about to tell her off, like when Hermione steps in and defends her, and she's like, oh, that was very quick thinking, like protecting her from Hiram. And they're like, yeah, we just, yeah, whatever. They're like, we'll just do a little damage control instead of big stuff. And Hiram, like, agrees reluctantly. So we come back to the trailer, and Dragon FP are talking, like, what's Hiram's next move gonna be? What's he gonna do? Like, every decision, he's one step ahead of us. He's rigging the game, baby. And like, no, everyone's afraid to speak out. But an FP says, well, you haven't asked one person to go on the record, and that's me, FP Jones.
Me, your father, FP Jones.
So FP tells him, he's like, look,
And
back.
Jughead's
Oh?
like,
He's like, look, back in the day, FP hired me to trash the drive-in, like to devalue the property, basically what we all knew already. I thought everybody knew this already, but.
Yeah.
And yeah, exactly. Jug's surprised, and he's like, look, I'll go on the record. And suddenly he gets a call. He's like, Jughead Jones, I got information on Hiram Lodge. Meet me at the bus stop in 20 minutes, saving FP from going on the record. Well, anyway, we go to the garage and we cut to the garage and Archie's working out when Veronica comes in and she goes like, you know, you backstabber, you betrayed me. You told Jughead about Pops. And like Veronica tells him like, look, I covered for you, but my dad, like if he ever found out you snitched, we'd be in trouble. So like Archie just refuses. He's like, I'm not
I
gonna
love this.
apologize. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, I love the scene because Archie, right? You may have said it, but he's like doing pull-ups or something, has a shirt off. Like it's just an excuse for him to be shirtless.
Exactly. Definitely.
Show off his six-pack.
So Archie's like, look,
Oh,
I'm not gonna apologize for defending or
well, I was just gonna say, I forgot to say it earlier, but when he's talking to Veronica, like this is way back in the beginning of the episode. So sorry, but he just says like you gotta stay away from my dad. That's not cool. And I'm like, oh, I just love that the writers try to write like teenagers, like, what would a teenager like? That's so not cool. It's like me, like a
not cool.
very north of 30-year-old being like, what a teenager say.
That's no cap, baby.
Right.
Still
If
don't
they
know what
wrote,
that
oh
means.
my gosh, that would be it.
Nowadays.
I would have no clue. No one does.
I'm dead
But anyway,
ass.
sorry. Yeah.
Oh,
If Riverdale was written in 2024, it would be a completely different show.
so anyway, Archie's like, look, I'm not gonna
But
apologize for
sorry, you were saying.
defending my father. I'm not gonna apologize for defending him. Like, I proved my loyalty to you, but now it seems like you're using it against me. So, like, you know, back at the confirmation, you were gonna tell me your evil plan, and I didn't want to hear it, but now I think I deserve to know the truth. And like, I'm like, you're not gonna get the truth now, Archie, after you snitched on the family.
The one thing they don't want you, the one thing you're not supposed to do, the one
Yeah.
rule.
You're like, really not gonna get it to you now. And she's like, well, you're gonna have to speak to my father about that. When Fred comes in and he's like, well, I just want to let you guys know I made my decision. You're looking at the next mayor of Riverdale. And
What?
Veronica's like, you better talk to my dad fast. Time is running
Mm.
out. Whew, it's a race against the clock. I feel like we're barreling towards a cliff, baby.
That's exactly how I feel.
I think like time is the theme of this
Everything's coming
episode.
to a head.
It starts with the Jughead
Right.
VO time. They're
Yeah.
running out of time on the town, the time on Fred. Like, it's all a clock.
Time. Yeah. Even the lodges are running out of time to for their plan because Jughead's coming after him. So yeah, everyone's feeling the pressure. The vice is getting tighter.
So we kept back at the Coopers. We see Betty, and she's in Chick's bathroom and she's looking for like any signs of DNA, like floss, whatever. She finds a piece of hair, basically. But as she's sneaking out, Chick climbs out of the shadow. Yes. He's like, hello, Betty. It's very creepy.
Very creepy.
He's like, wasn't it much better when Polly wasn't around? Just you, me, and mommy. She's like, Chick, are you okay? And he's like, love.
Are you okay?
And he's like very dark and cryptic. He's like, love always runs out. Things become dark and cloudy. And Betty's like, okay, I need to leave here. And he's like, oh, by the way, don't ever use my bathroom again, Betty. You really stink it up. He doesn't say that,
I put some poopery in there, but that doesn't do any, it doesn't help. This one, okay, so this scene is very, yeah, unsettling because of Chick and he's getting an insight into his psyche about his jealousy for like Polly and the attention that she and the twins are getting. But the scene cracked me up because Betty is rifling through his medicine cabinet and then she shuts the mirror and it makes the sound effect that they used is literally like a door slamming closed. Like it's so ridiculous. It's like creak, creak. I'm like, no mirror medicine cabinet makes that sound. Like it just, they were kind of like, oh, we need some sound effect. Just door slamming. Like it'll work. No one will notice.
Wow, look at you. You're like, we gotta bring you on for the sound effects analysis.
I actually like love sound effect. I don't know what it is, like Foley artist. That's what a sound effect person is called. Like I find it kind of fascinating. So.
Yeah.
If you ever need some sound effect analysis, you know who to call.
I do love that when things that don't fit the sounds they're supposed to be making, it's like,
Exactly. That's exactly it.
there's like people are
Like
walking around,
footsteps
it's
and it's
like,
like clomp,
boom.
clomp, clomp. Yeah, exactly. They're like, we need something here. Like, what do we have on file?
So now later we get Drug is at the bus stop for his clandestine meeting with this mysterious caller with dirt on Hiram Lodge. So he sits down and like he's back to back, like on bus benches, and somebody goes like, I hear you've been calling around town, but everybody but me. And I'm like, he's like, why would a loser bus driver have any knowledge on Hiram Lodge? He's like, well, I didn't know he used to be a bus driver. So it's Smithers, like the old doorman. Remember, he got fired for, he was trying to
Okay.
protect Veronica from, I think when Hiram got out of jail, he was trying to like avoid them interacting, and Hiram caught on, and we didn't know what happened to him. He just left. But he's like, I used to be his doorman. I suffered gravely at the whims of Hiram. Like, he used to coordinate meetings. Some of those meetings used to be at the prison, Shawshank or Shankshaw. Shankshaw Prison. I'm like, yes, that's the real name of the prison, you guys. Not
Yes.
Shawshank,
Right. Think Shaw Prison. I
Shankshaw.
like
And he's,
that. That's a what do you guys call it? A Rivendealism.
so he's like, he's just like, there's something going on with the prison. He would get mail from there, and that's not the prison that he served time in. So that's all he really knows about it. That's all he can say. But it's a lead.
Right.
We get this like scene, which I don't know. It's kind of pointless, but it's. The Blossoms are sitting around the table with Tony's joined them, and they're like, okay, Claudius, like, what are you doing back in Riverdale? And he, I don't know, he's like, I don't know, I was a sailor, and one time I went to this island, Lesbos. And they all kind of lose it because he's clearly like, he knows that they're lesbians, Cheryl and Tony.
Yeah.
Like, they're just overreacting. Like, I don't know, they're just, there's no point to this scene, really. It's like, oh, Claudius is like, oh, I'll
No.
stay with you guys. And then, I just hope to want to be around the family more. So, like, all right, you can sleep in the basement. Get out of here.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
Yeah.
just, it was the
I
whole
think it's just
point.
the like, no, go ahead.
The whole this whole scene was just written so we can make a joke about lesbians. This for the fans.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Oh, someone's got a Stanley Cup.
So cool.
Switch to the
Pink
Stanley.
one. Okay, so I don't know. Jughead. So Jughead goes back to the Pops. He's talking to his dad about the. The information he's just received, and he's like, look, Hiram's planning something. And he's like, I tried calling the warden, nobody would answer. But luckily, FP knows somebody on the inside, War Baby, like a man named War Baby who knows everybody's business. And I'm like, a baby who goes to war? How absurd!
What?
Sergeant Baby, we
Let's
need
see,
you in
there's
battle.
tall. All right. General Baby. He's so cute with his little medals.
That gun is too big for him.
Oh.
Sucking on like a grenade pacifier.
War Baby.
And so we got like now Betty and Polly are going on a shopping spree, spending all this money they don't even have yet.
Oh, I didn't even get that.
Yeah.
But you're right. They have all these shopping bags.
And so Polly's like, you know what's really weird is that chick guy. What's the deal with that guy? I mean, like, his name's Chick. Is he a boy? Yuck, yuck, yuck. Like, I don't know. I know you love your,
Yeah, she's like,
I don't know. Yeah. But it's like, what the hell is with that guy? And Betty's like, well, you're really late to the game on that one. Like, but I know. Like, so I submitted a blood sample for him. And like, yeah, I think like our dad's right. Like, Chick's probably dangerous. Like, maybe not even our brother. And like, yeah, I don't know. Way to figure it out.
Right.
And so anyway, they get home and they're like, hey mom, where are the babies? And they're like, well, Chick took them down to the river for a walk. And they're like, oh my God, what the hell is wrong with you? And just then Chick walks in and like, I'm like, he's just pushing these cute little chubby babies in the stroller. And I'm like, leave Chick alone. This is what I was like. Those are happy babies.
Right. Alice seems like particularly clueless in this episode to me. She's just like, what? He's at the river walking the twins. What's wrong? What, like, she just is like, I don't know. I don't know. She just seemed like very exceptionally clueless, like almost to the point of like, is she like on something?
That's what I was
Is
gonna
he
say.
drugging her? Like,
She's probably just like drunk the whole time and like.
yeah, she's definitely under Chick's spell, but it's like, and then something else on top of it. She's like, what is wrong? Why are you so upset? And it's like,
Like, that's the big deal. Like,
I
you know,
just let
it's.
the stranger
Exactly.
take my grandbabies out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Without the
Yeah.
mom's permission, without her knowing, you know?
Exactly.
So
Yeah.
that's it. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, again, like I said, despite his. So we cut back and. Despite the guy's name, it's not a baby, a war baby, but a huge ass grown man. So like
With face tattoos and
yeah, so it's like FP and Jughead are in the jail talking to him. They're like, They're like, "Whoa, yeah, I love him." He's just like, "Hey, you want me to go mess up some people in here?" Like, no, we need some intel on what's going on. Like anything going on with the mayor or the like anything major going on about a guy named Hiram. So yeah, they just kind of cut away from that. They're like getting intel in. Again, going on the vampire theme, like Archie's with Hiram, and he's like, "You're like Dracula or that vampire pointy teeth guy who's like gobbling up town in London and moving away from Pennsylvania." Like,
You know, that guy
the guy from Pennsylvania who was the teeth guy.
doesn't like garlic.
But like Archie's like, "Look, you just want my dad to be a patsy. Like, what happens if you don't see eye to eye?" So actually, it's like, "Look, I got this journal." And it's like, I love this. It's just like one of the school like journal folder. Like, what do you call those? Like the black folder. Yeah, I don't know.
It's like an, yeah, it's a notebook. It's like that classic black and white, like wide rule
Yeah.
notebook that glued together, you know, at the, yeah, it's just like that you use for taking notes for history class.
So Archie's like, "Look, when the FBI came by, I started taking notes on everything I saw." And he's like, "Is that a threat?" And he's like, "I'm just watching out for my family." And I'm like, I would pay so much money to see what Archie's like notes are in his journal. Like, meets with guy in forest.
Right. Bad man. Question mark.
But like Archie's like, gig. And what? And they get, I don't know. Just I'm like, whatever Hiram's doing, like it doesn't seem like it's like he wants to bring jobs to this town, bring work, like.
Right.
There's nothing more evil than a businessman who like buys property, but whatever.
Right.
Archie's like, "Look, if you start any problems, like I'm gonna keep this journal close to me." And he leaves. And I'm like, "Oof, good thing he didn't look inside and see all my 2 pages of kitty cat drawings."
Right. Good bluff, Archie.
So the next morning, Polly's like, "Look, I'm out of here. I'm skipping town, going to San Francisco, old San Francisco way." And like Chick is getting exactly what he wanted out of this. He's like, "Well, send us a note wherever you are. Like, don't let the door hit you on the way out."
Yeah,
But he's like, "I always knew you were
exactly.
gonna."
Alice says something. Right. No, Alice says that. She's like, Chick said you would leave us before long. Like, Chick's been in her ear, planting seeds of doubt against Polly, or putting a rift between her and her mom. Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Right. And so now, like, I don't know, kind of a lot of, I don't know. Okay. So now we come back to the lodges and they're like, "Oh, I've just received an interesting phone call from the prison. Jughead's asking questions." And they're like, "We need to get Fred and Archie over here ASAP." And like, I think this whole like end sequence is like a lot of like cutting back and forth. So forgive us if it gets confusing, but basically
Right.
so they need to talk to Fred as soon as possible. Jug goes to the school and he's talking to Betty and she's like, "This is the best paper you've ever written. We need to get this out immediately, this huge story." So at the Andrews, the Hirams are filling him in and they're like, "Look, Jug's about to blow the whole thing up, the whole top off this. So we need to tell you, but basically, like, we're going to be turning Southside High, the school that got closed, into a prison." And like, Fred is outraged. He's like, "Built on the bones of a school. How could you do this? Like, what have you been working on this whole time?" And I'm like, "How did you not know? Like, you were building, like, do you look at any blueprints and see like a prison shaped thing with like guard towers? Like,
Right,
how do you work on something
right,
and you're like, hey, what are we building?"
right.
Yeah.
100%. That is such a good point. He's like, we were just been digging holes and building walls and that are divided into cell shapes, like not having any idea what's actually going on.
Yeah.
Such a good point. Yeah, he's outraged, and Hiram's making the point like this will bring jobs, and I know it's unconventional, and I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it, I don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm like,
Yeah. He's like, it's, I
yeah, I
don't
don't
know.
know. Is
It's
it?
like it's
I don't
happening
know.
faster than we wanted to. We wanted to ease you into this whole thing.
Right.
And Fred's like, "I want nothing to do with it." Yeah. And like, you know, we
Yeah.
see on the Jughead side, like the principal's like, "I'm not gonna publish this story about like attacking some students' parents. Like, this has nothing to do with the school." So they're not gonna be able to publish this story.
Right. Snatches the paper out, leaves. Yeah.
Right.
Well, sorry if you're going to get to this, but like Fred's like, I'm out of here. Like, we're leaving. It's like, come on, Archie. And Archie says, no, Dad, I want to hear what Mr. Lodge has to say. Like, he. And Fred, you know, Fred takes it well. He's like, okay, I'll see you at home. But, you know, I can just imagine the betrayal he felt, or
A
he handles it
betrayal.
very well. You know, it's a betrayal. Yeah, his own son. I don't know. Archie's loyalties are very weird in this episode. Like, he is looking out for his dad, but he still like wants to be in cahoots with the lodges. I guess we'll get a little bit insight what why in a little bit, like towards the end of the episode. But yeah, it's a little there's a little conflict going on. It's a little
Yeah.
interesting.
Oof. Yeah. Fred's kind of like hurt. Yeah, definitely. And so, yeah, again, I don't, so like this is, I guess, this is kind of continuing on to that. So we cut to the next day, and the whole town is gathered. Veronica is there to announce their next candidate for mayor, Hermione Lodge. So, like, kind of overlaid, she's
Did you
giving this.
notice?
Go ahead. Oh, the Samsung.
Oh, sorry. There's just a scene. I couldn't tell what they were advertising. So Kevin is in the crowd and he's holding a phone, and they just pause on the phone for a good, too long, a few seconds, so you can see what's on the screen. And then he pulls it up. But I was watching on my iPad, so the bottom of it was cut off. So I had no idea what they were what the point, what product they were selling. To me, it was just a phone, and he's holding it up to record. But yeah, I feel like it's one of the first kind of product placement that, I mean,
Yeah.
I know there's been others, but I know it gets really bad. But this was very here is Samsung phone. Oh, look at all the great recording it
Yeah.
can do.
I used to have that phone. It was like the one with the curved sides, and it's like, look at this interface, and it's like
Oh.
opening the camera, but it was like paused on there for like 10, like 5 seconds. Yeah, so like Kev's like, gotta record.
Sorry, go
So
ahead.
yeah. So anyway, so we get to, so Hermione goes up, and she, so the next scenes are kind of overlaid her speech. She's giving a very like boilerplate, like I don't, you know, whatever, you guys know, it's like, this town, we can save it. So it's kind of cool that the way they like built it over, but I'm not going to go over the speech. So we see like the town kind of reacting, like, you know, Fred is at home and he gets a package full of buttons. So he's gonna run from there no matter what. So it's the Lodge versus the Andrew. You know, at the Blossoms, we see Claudius and Penelope plotting. Like they're disgusted. They're disgusted by the radio, and they're like, oh, those like lodges, like we must get revenge on them. But Penelope is like, first things first, Nana, and then Cheryl, as Cheryl listens off around the corner. Back at the Coopers, Betty is confronting Chick with his DNA results. Chick is a liar. Who is this man they invited into their house?
He has no blossom blood. He's a stranger.
He's a stranger. He's been lying the whole time. And back at the lodges, we see Hiram and Archie. And he's like, you know, they're talking, and he's like, look, I knew the prison was going to be a hard sell to your dad. Like, things happen a little faster. But Archie's like, you know, after the whole events of like the last 2 seasons, like Jason's dead, the Black Hood, like, I really understand like what you're going after. This town needs to change. Hiram pulls a knife. This is a loyalty ceremony. He says, Archie, this is the time for commitment. No more changing your mind every episode.
Every scene, he's What are your loyalties, Archie? You gotta pick.
You
You
gotta
gotta
pick
nail
Archie.
this down, buddy.
So Archie agrees, and they both, like, you know, they cut their hands open with this knife, a blood bond or an oath bound in blood. They drip.
I was
Oh.
like, oh, are they gonna shake hands? But yeah. Thankfully they don't. They just
Yeah, I
drip
thought
the
they
blood
would.
on the journal.
Yeah, they drop it on Archie's kitty cat journal and toss it into the fireplace. Now, more than anything, the family comes first. So we go to a Jughead. VO. There it is. The lodges had won, and time had run out in Riverdale.
Oh, wow. You're right. I didn't even realize I knew Fred. I knew Fred was going to be running for mayor. He's looking at the buttons. He's, you can tell, but I didn't realize it's going to be Lodge versus Andrews mayoral race.
Ooh.
So Archie's really gonna, his loyalties are really going to be put to the test. I don't think his dad knows how far DP is, so yeah, it'll be really interesting. As
Yo.
and Cheryl, she's got her own mother coming after her. So lots happening,
Wow.
lots going on.
Yeah, that was so much
Great
fun.
job. That was
Thanks for joining.
I
It was
was like
great.
I was oh, that was fun. No, thank you for having me. I it was like reliving it all over again. You did such a good job. I was like, what? Ooh, ah, but bliss and blurs, baby.
Yeah, maybe we'll have you back when Jenny's back and do a three-person episode.
Ooh, I'd love to. I'd be more than happy to. Thank you for having me. This has
Yeah.
been super fun.
Thanks, you guys. So, you know what
Thank you.
happens when you step on a serpent?
You get bit. Or it bites back. Oh no. You want to try
No,
it
it's okay. It's perfect.